Marty Lurie here on Memories of the Game with Tom Lasorda. Boy, it makes baseball special, really, the stories of the game. I never asked you how the managing job with the Dodgers came about. I know Walt Alston was there, and then he was leaving, but how did it all happen for you?
Well, first of all, I began managing in the Dodger organization in 1965 in the Rookie League. And then I advanced up to AAA, and then finally I became a third base coach for 4 years for Walter Alston. And then when Walter decided to resign and retire, then that's when they gave me the job.
What was Walter like for people who don't know him and didn't follow him? And, of course, I remember I was in Brooklyn in 1954 when he got the job, and Jackie Robinson had issues with him, and Walter had to assert himself right away.
Well, he was the kind of guy that he didn't let anybody push him around, number one. He's quiet, very, very quiet, a very, very personal guy. But completely different than me, and his personality was very, very much unlike mine. But he was a good guy. I played for him for a long time. I played for him in Montreal, and I played for him in Brooklyn, and he was a good man. I used to say, if you can't play for this guy, you can't play for anybody.
Boy, interesting to talk some baseball here with Tommy Lasorda about Walter Alston. Was he a hands-on manager during the game? Was he one of those during the game who talked to the players and did things like that? Was he a hands-on manager during the game, or was he quiet?
He was very quiet, yeah, but don't get him riled up, you know. Get him mad. He was a tiger. But he very, 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 very seldom ever lost his temper. Very seldom. Whereas me, I lose my temper 50 times in a game. But, you know, we're different people, different attitudes, different philosophies of managing. My philosophy was I hugged my players, I ate with my players. You know, I can remember Al Campana saying, "Tom, you can't eat with your players." I said, "Why not?" He said, "Well, I never ate when I was in the big leagues. I never ate with the manager." I said, "Maybe he didn't want you to eat with him." And I said, "Hey, Al," I said, "how about if I go to the Rotary Club and three of my players are there and I'm sitting at the same table? Do I eat with them there?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, if I can eat with them in a Rotary Club, why can't I eat with them in a restaurant? What's the difference?"
You got to manage, of course, the Dodgers, and you get to the World Series in 78-79. You win it in 81, and then, of course, you win it again in 88. But I never asked you about your first game managing in the big leagues. What was that like? It's always
first
an interesting story.
Managing in the big leagues was against the Giants. And Gary Thomason, we told Sutton was pitching. There was some kind of a new baseball that was out. And they wanted him to make the pitch, get the ball in, because they were going to put it in the Hall of Fame. And Gary Thomason hit it halfway up in those bleachers. And when Sutton came in, I said, "Hey, Sutton," he said, "send the ball, not have somebody hit it to Cooperstown." I won my first game as a manager, and 20 years later, I won my last game as a manager.
And when you think of World Series for you, what memory comes back? If I said World Series, what comes to your mind first?
Well, I think Fall Classic, it's the fruition that you worked hard and got a team ready to play. Meant a lot. I can remember sitting with my wife. I was a scout for the Dodgers in 1963. And they had us put us behind home plate in the World Series against the Yankees so high up I could give the guy in a blimp a high five. And I said, I was a scout making $6,500 a year. And I said to my wife, "I see that dugout down there?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "One day I'm going to be managing the Dodgers in a World Series from that dugout." 14 years later, I was in that dugout managing the Dodgers in a World Series.
But when you said that year to me, what came to mind was Stan Williams. And, of course, he was with the Yankees in 63. But, you know, Drysdale, Stan Williams, Padres, these were, and Koufax, what tough men they were.
They were great guys, great players. They meant business when they walked out on the field. They were tremendous competitors. And, you know, they weren't the only team that – we weren't the only team that had talent. The Giants had great teams in those days. And the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati. They had some great players in those days. All the clubs had great players. So it was a lot different in those days. I can remember, you know, Mr. O'Malley telling the guy by the name of Robert Moses, who was in charge of all the parks and recreation and things. He said, "Hey, we got to build a new park here." He said, "I can't make it where these guys are making now between $38,000 and $42,000 a year, and the park's not big, and we can't make it." And so he wanted to give them a stadium where the Mets stadium is now. And Mr. O'Malley said, "No, we're the Brooklyn Dodgers, not the New York Dodgers." And he says, "You give me the ground, I will build the stadium." Moses wouldn't do it. So he says, "Okay, if you don't do it, then I'm going to have to leave." Moses thought he was bluffing, and he not only left, but he took the Giants with him.
You know, you played in Ebbets Field, and I never asked you this either. Compare Brooklyn Dodger fans and Los Angeles Dodger fans. Now, the Dodgers are 50,000 a game in Koufax with Vince Scully calling it. Then you got Brooklyn Dodgers with 32,000.
There were different fans. They loved their Dodgers in Brooklyn. You know, I know our guys, a lot of times they would get mad because some of the people up in the stands was booing them. And I say, "Wait a minute, what are you mad about? Those are the people who moved from Chicago here to L.A. and they're still Cub fans. Or those are the people that lived in New York and they moved here and now they're New York fans." So you can't get upset with those fans. But in Brooklyn, they were all Dodger fans, all of them, everybody in that ballpark. And boy, I'll tell you, they had a lot of battles between the Giant fans and the Dodger fans. I mean, fights, everything. The tremendous rivalry like you ever saw. I'll tell you how bad it was. When Jackie Robinson got traded to the Giants, he said, "I will never walk in that clubhouse. As bad as I wanted to beat those guys, never liked them, and I'm not certainly going to play with them." That's how tough it was.
Well, Ferrillo was winning a batting title. Magley knocked him down. Ferrillo goes to first base, heads to the dugout, doesn't go after Magley, goes after Leo DeRocher, and breaks his arm and loses a title.
Broke his hand. But Leo was a great bench jockey, and Leo used to get on him. And they would get on each other like you never saw in your life. I mean, you can't really realize what that rivalry was like unless you were right there to see it.
What do you think of Leo DeRocher?
Well, I liked Leo. Leo had a magnetic personality. He was exciting. The game was his life, and he did it to the best of his ability all the time. I just enjoyed being around him.